Hello, good afternoon.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well, thank you.
What do you see in the Patriots' defense, specifically in the secondary, with how they've been using Browner and Revis?
Very good defense. Excellent as far as coordination, fundamentals. They have been focused on matchups and definitely utilize their personnel very well. So we've been extremely impressed with everything, just as far as they go about it, their consistency, tackling, and the ability to challenge your schemes.
How do you go about defending Rob Gronkowski? He's kind of been on a tear of late.
Yeah, Gronkowski's playing outstanding. I'm a great player. Obviously, a tough matchup. For mostly any defense, and so I mean we're obviously aware of his ability, and we obviously haven't played against him. He's definitely a focal point for our defense.
When even a guy like Tom Brady says that Aaron Rodgers is a phenomenal player, what is that? I guess, how does that speak to the respect that Aaron gets from outside of the organization?
Well, I think it speaks volumes. Tom Brady's a phenomenal player, a great player in this league for a long, long time. So I like to see that when great players recognize other great players. So I think that's the way it's supposed to be.
We asked Bill Belichick earlier today if there are similarities that he sees between Aaron and Tom, and he said they both wear the number 12. Do you see anything beyond that?
Comparable questions are always tough. I tend to stay away from them, I'll continue to, I guess.
What's the mood like in the locker room this week? Are you guys putting more of an emphasis in the game this week with being against two of the best teams in the league?
We trust our process, trust our planning. So this was a normal Wednesday for us. We have an adjustment to our schedule tomorrow for Thanksgiving. We'll get in there early, get our work done, and make sure everybody's home with their family and friends where they're supposed to be for Thanksgiving. And then we'll continue through a normal week of preparation. So we have great respect for the Patriots and the team they're bringing into Lambeau Field, and we're preparing for those guys.
How much harder is it to prepare for a team that you see so infrequently?
I think it imposes different challenges to you. I think you have to, spend more time on the video and make sure you do your history checks and things like that, because I think any time you get into these kind of games, there's you might not have competed against a certain player for a long time, and things change year to year so much in this league. So you just got to do your due diligence.
In these past couple of games, how much of an impact have turnovers and just overall field position, whether it be on punt returns and things like that, made a difference for you guys?
Well, turnovers and field position are obviously two important components of playing successful football. So we've done a good job taking care of the football. We're doing a good job taking it away. So, I mean, those are things we focus on each and every week. But, we also understand we got to get off the field on third downs, and we got to complete first, complete third down conversions and, get in the red zone, score touchdowns, and, just stay in tune with all the situational focuses and, needs that you have to get done week in and week out.
Coach, you got a local guy from Worcester, Mass, rookie tight end Richard Rogers. Just want to know what you've seen from him so far.
Fine young man, excellent young player. He continues to impress, as he moves forward, through the season. So, we ask a lot of our tight ends, and Richard's doing a great job.